boys are back in town. That was Thin Lizzy on your radio, Fred. Well, it's 19 minutes after, or actually 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. What is wrong with me? This is your boy, your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio, back for another week of exciting talk and entertaining radio. Big program planned for you guys today. After the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour, we will have our man, State Representative Corey Mason. Love me some Corey Mason. He is, of course, the assemblyman from the 66th District here in the great state of Wisconsin. So always enjoy our conversations with Representative Mason. And then, if you folks will recall, last week, Friday, we had some serious Mercury retrograde going on, and our phones were out. And for the third time, I had to cancel on author Joseph Klest, who is a Chicago native. He's the co-author of Illinois' 2003 Child Protection Act. He's written a number of books about just how to protect people from sexual abuse. And he's also the co-author of the 2010 book, Illinois Injury Law, A Reference for Accident Victims, and a guide for people who have been involved in serious accidents. So I talked to Mr. Klest yesterday, and he had a good sense of humor about it, which I really appreciated. He actually canceled on us once. Then I canceled on him or adjusted the schedule to Friday. And then our phone lines went down because of Mercury retrograde. I'm chasing the fellow who's the director of the Racine Astrological Society to talk about Mercury retrograde, because I want you people to realize that I have not completely lost my mind. A little bit, yes, but not completely. So we will do our thing. Tell your friends to tune in or log on to WRJN.com. So over the weekend, I had a tremendous weekend, I must tell you. First of all, on Friday night, my Tampa Bay Lightning, against incredible odds, going against the Republican and political establishment, or the Democratic establishment, for those that want to feel the burn. The Lightning not only had to face the New York Islanders, but they also have to take on the NHL establishment, because the National Hockey League does not want to have a Stanley Cup Finals featuring a team from Florida and, let's say, a team from California, like the San Jose Sharks. It's very possible that it could be San Jose versus Tampa. It could very well be possible that it might be Nashville, Tennessee, versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. But on Friday night in Brooklyn, the Lightning just took it on the chin all the way into the third period, tied the game up, and then won it in overtime, and went home leading in the series 3-1. They won both games in Brooklyn. Then they came back to Amalie Arena yesterday afternoon, and just dominated them. It was like the Islanders, they didn't even show up. It was like we threw our best shot at them. The Islanders were brutal, grabbing late hits, and of course getting away with it, and yet they still couldn't beat them. And so now the Lightning went back to Tampa, and Ben Bishop shut out the Islanders 4-0 to take the series 4-1, and now they get to rest again. They did this against Detroit. They won the series against the Red Wings 4-1, had plenty of time to rest, really were rusty in the first game against the Islanders. They're a much better hockey club than the New York Islanders, but they lost the first game at home. It was a wake-up call for the Vezina Cup finalist. That's the best goaltender in the NHL. That's the trophy, Ben Bishop. They actually pulled Ben Bishop. And then he turned it up. And as they say in Tampa, Bish, please. Ben Bishop showed up. And he shut out the Islanders 4-0. That game could have been 7-0. Crowd going crazy. So that was very exciting. Then I had plenty of time to catch my Cubbies, who were down 3-1, to the Washington Nationals, who have been in first place in the National League Eastern Division. They tied it up 3-3. It went to 13 innings, and Javier Baez jacked one into the left field bleachers to win it for the Cubs in walk-off fashion, 4-3 yesterday at Wrigley Field. The Cubs will be at Wrigley tonight against the San Diego Padres, the Fightin' Friars. And the Brewers won yesterday. The White Sox won again yesterday. So a lot of good things happening in the world of baseball and sports for yours truly. A lot of interesting things happening in the world of politics as well. Fascinating stuff. Donald Trump made the rounds yesterday on the Sunday talk shows. And I heard a very interesting perspective from Bryan Cranston, the outstanding actor who is actually portraying Lyndon Baines Johnson in an HBO movie called All the Way. He won a Tony for his portrayal of LBJ on Broadway, and now they've taken it to film. And the teasers and the trailers for this movie just look amazing. If you're into history and politics and personalities at all, it's something you're going to definitely want to catch. Well, he was promoting his movie on Bill Maher's show on HBO on Friday night. And they were talking about the campaign. And Bryan Cranston had a really good perspective for Hillary Clinton. He said she should basically just ignore Donald Trump. He said because if she gets involved in trying to give rejoinders tit for tat to Trump's criticism and his out and out attacks, he said that she'll get caught up in that energy. And it's his energy. That's what Donald Trump does. It is not what your typical leader would do. We've never seen this. We have never seen this in the history of the United States of America. Not like this, not on this level. Locally, perhaps. Obviously, George Wallace, when he ran as a segregationist in 1968. Or was it 68 or I guess 72? Or was it 68? I can't remember now. Whenever it was. I think it was 72 when he got shot, George Wallace. But he was never going to become the president. Donald Trump could become president. I think Donald Trump will become president. But the media is all agog over this so-called split between Donald Trump and our very own Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. Now, Speaker Ryan was on with Jake Tapper last week on CNN. And he happened to be appearing on CNN in Burlington. And the Veterans Terrace was behind Speaker Ryan. Beautiful setting. Now, this thing that Ryan did with Jake Tapper from CNN has been all over the news. And it always says Burlington, Wisconsin, above Speaker Ryan's head. It looks gorgeous. Really nice. You couldn't pay for that kind of advertising and promotion for Burlington. But I want you to hear, I mean, they're literally talking about the end of the Republican Party. Now, it's very much understandable that George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush are not going to not only not endorse Donald Trump, but not vote for him based on what Trump did to Jeb during the primaries. And frankly, what Trump said about W. Remember, Donald Trump said that George W. Bush lied to get us into war. That is the most extreme left-wing position that he could articulate. And that was coming from, at the time, the Republican frontrunner for the presidency. And now he's the presumptive nominee. Outrageous. George W. Bush did not lie to get us into war. He was wrong to get us into war. He had faulty intelligence to get us into war. Everybody thought Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Hillary Clinton thought it. The Israelis thought it. The Russians thought it. Everybody, the Egyptians thought it. Everybody thought it. And they were wrong. Now, it was very wrong-headed for us to go in there in the first place. But W had some daddy issues. He had some unfinished business. He was famously quoted, was George W. Bush, saying that Saddam Hussein tried to kill my dad. Yeah, he did. After Bush got out of office, Bush number one, he went to Kuwait, where they honored him because, of course, George H.W. Bush liberated Kuwait from Saddam Hussein. And it was there that Hussein tried to have H.W. Bush assassinated. Well, Junior wanted to even the score, so to speak. So he took us to war. And he was under the influence of the neoconservatives like Paul Wolfowitz and Dick Cheney. Notice I pronounce that properly. It's Cheney. They always pronounce it Cheney. But even Dick Cheney pronounces it Cheney. So I've just got a news flash coming across. I'll talk about that with Corey Mason about the North Carolina bathroom bill. But anyway, so it's very understandable that the Bushes are not going to vote for Trump. It's understandable that Mitt Romney's not going to vote for Trump, given what Trump said about Romney, that he had choked in the election against Barack Obama for Obama's reelection. But listen to Paul Ryan now, who was, of course, Romney's running mate in 2012. See if there's this major schism between Speaker Ryan and the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party for the presidency after Jake Tapper from CNN asked him if he was going to indeed endorse Donald Trump.
Well, to be perfectly candid with you, Jake, I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to. But I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee. I don't want to underplay what he accomplished. He needs to be congratulated for an enormous accomplishment for winning not now a plurality of delegates, and he's on his way to winning a majority of delegates. But he also inherited something very special that's very special to a lot of us. This is the party of Lincoln, of Reagan, of Jack Kemp. And we don't always nominate a Lincoln and a Reagan every 4 years. But we hope that our nominee aspires to be Lincoln and Reagan-esque, that person advances the principles of our party and appeals to a wide, vast majority of Americans.
Does that sound like Paul Ryan is at war with Donald Trump? He says that he wants to get there. But the media makes it sound like it's a World War III between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. They're going to come together. This is not the end of the Republican Party. It's just being recreated in Donald Trump's image. This is how the party has always been. Both sides, frankly, of the political aisle. The Republican Party was very different after Teddy Roosevelt. The party was very different after Dwight D. Eisenhower. The Republican Party was very different after Ronald Reagan. And now it's really different. Ronald Reagan would have a very tough time getting nominated. Taking the positions that he has taken and the things that he has said, in 2016, it would be very unlikely that Ronald Wilson Reagan would be nominated by the Republican Party. And now we have Donald Trump, and it's going to be different. Things are always different. One thing that is never different is the quality of the great Tom Carrico's newscast. It is always par excellence. And he comes your way next with the news on WRJN.
The outdoors just got greater. The Home Depot has all the supplies you need to make your lawn or gardening project easier for less. Why struggle with outdated tools when they have guaranteed low prices?